One chance of snow on Wednesday and a high near 42. Right now, just ahead of much more music, 22 in Beaufort County, 18 in Butler, 25 in Washington, 21 outside our weather window in downtown McKeesport and street level at the corner of Forbes and Morwood in Oakland. It's 18 right now at WRCT with new music from Jack Kays and Travis Barker.
Drink till I'm sideways. I don't look, never get my way. Crash in a ditch on the edge of the highway.
It's new music from Jack Kays and Travis Barker here on Radio 9 with Jay Thurber. We'll have news coming up for you in just a couple of moments. Here's Jim Croce.
Well, I know it's kind of late. I didn't wake you, but what I've got to say can't wait. I know you'd understand. Every time I tried to tell you, the words just came out wrong. So I have to say I love you in a song. Yeah, I know it's kind of strange. Every time I'm near you, I just run out of things to say. I know you'd understand. Every time I try to tell you, the words just came out wrong. So I have to say I love you in a song. Something that I just gotta say. I know you'd understand. Every time I try to tell you, the words just came out wrong. So I have to say I love you in a song.
Is we still have a little bit of time until the news, and I don't know what to do to fill like 20 seconds. It's not what my wife says. 20 seconds. From the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport, this is Radio 9 on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and on the internet at Tube City Online Radio McKeesport FSN News, or excuse me, Public News Service News is next. It's 2 o'clock.
Cast January the 14th, 2022. I'm Mike Clifford. A new report suggests discrimination in medical settings affects the quality of care for many folks in states like Ohio.
In the survey, black women reported feeling less respected twice as often as white men. And black men were four times more likely to report being harassed in a healthcare setting. Greg Braylock Jr. is Chief Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Officer with ProMedica, a healthcare system based in Northwest Ohio. He says he isn't surprised by the findings.
We've known in healthcare for decades that we've had disparities in how people experience healthcare, the outcomes that they have, but we have failed as an industry to sufficiently address these negative differences in outcomes that we see.
Some 22% of those surveyed said they have accepted discrimination in medical settings as a way of life, but 24% said they didn't return for future appointments, which may mean delaying or avoiding needing care. Just 15% of people who said they felt discriminated against went on to file a complaint. The report notes many hospital systems have equity training, but few have anti-racism initiatives. Mary Sherman reporting.
And from Reuters, the U.S. Supreme Court on Thursday blocked President Biden's COVID-19 vaccination or testing mandate for large businesses, a policy the conservative justices deemed an improper imposition on the lives and health of many Americans, while endorsing a separate federal vaccine requirement for healthcare facilities. Reuters reports Biden expressed disappointment with the conservative majority court's decision. Biden said it's now up to the states and employers to decide whether to require workers to take the simple and effective step of getting vaccinated. Reuters adds the court was divided in both cases, centering on pandemic-related federal regulations at a time of escalating coronavirus infections. The nation leads the world with more than 845,000 COVID-19 deaths. In her 2022 State of the State address, New York's Governor Kathy Hochul set new goals for electrifying the school bus fleet in the state. Clean energy advocates are hailing the move as a win for climate action. The governor has proposed that new school bus purchases be zero-emission vehicles by 2027 and that all school buses are emission-free by 2035. Deb Peck Kelleher is with the Alliance for Clean Energy, New York.
As we start to electrify, not only will we see climate emissions go down, but we'll see air pollution go down, and there should be a dramatic impact on our residents' health because of that.
Studies suggest in inner cities, the high asthma rate may be caused or exacerbated by diesel emissions. She thinks a move to electrify school buses will help that problem. This is PNS.
This is the station that sounds so much better than you know who. You know who. You know who.
Yeah.
Deal and the Rondells getting us started here in the 2 o'clock hour, 2:06 now. Much more music time. I'm Jay Thurber. Thank you so much for spending a little bit of quality time with me here on this Saturday afternoon as we try to put some blues in your shoes, some dance in your pants, a little bit of rock and roll in your soul before we have Snowmageddon, which apparently which is coming tomorrow.
Support for WMCK.FM comes in part from the G.C. Murphy Company Foundation. Created in 1952, the G.C. Murphy Company Foundation is a charitable organization that provides funding for educational, cultural, and public activities in the Montauk area. For more information, visit the website at www.gcmurphy.org.
Additional support for this broadcast comes in part from donations from Finney Funeral Homes in Clareton, Gervosburg, Glassport, and West Elizabeth, contributions from Striffler's Family Funeral Homes and Design Monuments, and donations from listeners just like you. Thank you.
Everywhere this weekend things are happening, here and there and all around the world. Keep your dial tuned where you're in touch this wonderful weekend with your radio.
The makers of Smurge, which removes grit, and Whiff, which covers up the odor of Smurge, bring you the radio calendar for today, Saturday, January 15th, 2022. Right now at the Harris Theater downtown, the Iranian film, A Hero, tells the story of Rahim, who is in prison for a debt he cannot repay. During a two-day leave, he tries to convince his creditor to withdraw his complaint, but things don't go as planned. That's screening now through January 19th at the Harris Theater at 809 Liberty Avenue downtown. For more information, trustarts.org. The Phipps Conservatory's Winter Flower Show begins on January 15th. That's today. Wash away your winter blues with a sea of all-star specimens from Phipps' bonsai and orchid collections. Immerse yourselves in displays of color and the fragrance of orchids. For more information, phipps.conservatory.org. The Carnegie Museum of Art, 4400 Forbes Avenue in Oakland, presenting 18 new works by Brooklyn-based artist Sarah Greenberger Rafferty now through February 6th, and Gallery 1 exhibiting work by Sharif Bey entitled Excavations. For more information, cmoa.org. The Carnegie Library of McKeesport is celebrating Library Shelfie Day on January 26th. Take a creative selfie in the stacks. And National Hot Chocolate Day on January 31st. This month, 31st. 31st? Yes, good old January 34th. The caffeine is wearing off. January 31st, National Hot Chocolate Day. Also on January 31st, the Reading Social Book Club will be reading My Sister the Serial Killer. That's at 12:30 at Lifespan. For more information about any of those programs, mckeesportlibrary.org. And if you or your organization have something you'd like to get off your mind and onto the radio, radio-calendar at wrct.org. We'll get you through and... That guy. And that's where you can send your complaints to.
Wash away my troubles, wash away my pain. Wash away my sorrow, wash away my shame with
presents his electric grandmother on the Jay Thurber Show.
On the ABC Radio Network.
On the Beatles on Radio 9.
Okay. Wait a minute. Give me.
All right, come on. Let's talk. Radio 9 with Jay Thurber. Here's Todd Rundgren. We're going to check weather next.
I take for granted that you're always
Todd Rundgren here on Radio 9 at 2:21. Much more music time. New music from Neon Trees coming up after we take care of a couple of brief messages. Also, check your full-time Radio 9 weather forecast. The new schedule will be announced at WRCT, our flagship station at 88.3, owned and operated by the students of Carnegie Mellon University. So some shows that you're used to hearing in certain time slots, we'll probably move to other time slots. That's how that works. But one show that we have been enjoying is Chop Shop with Dan Strange. It's Confusing Sounds for Confusing Times. Saturday nights at 5 is time for Chop Shop, only on CMU's Freeform Independent 88.3 WRCT. If you are listening to us on our internet affiliate, Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport, if you talked up on milk and toilet paper as Snowmageddon approaches, well, now you need tunes. And Kirsten and Amber are going to help you take care of that today with a winter playlist. So tune in today at 5 o'clock to hear Kirsten and Amber on Tube City Online Radio at tubecityonline.com/radio or WMCK.FM as you get ready for Snowmageddon. Speaking of Armageddon, I'm Armageddon out of here. No, Armageddon out of here at 3 o'clock. But what else to tell you about? This is good news. And by good news, I mean it's not good news. Scientists are now saying that the advance of Omicron, the variant of the SARS COVID coronavirus that is called Omicron, it's advancing so fast that it will not be the last version of the coronavirus that causes COVID-19 to cause problems. And according to CTV News in Canada, every infection is providing a chance for the virus to mutate, and Omicron is mutating faster than any of the previous variants. Experts don't know what the next variants will look like or how they might shape the pandemic, but they joke you're going to need to learn to more of the Greek alphabet if you weren't already in a fraternity or a sorority. So how can you stop this? Well, they are saying vaccination, wider vaccination. While the current vaccines are effective, is the key to slowing things down and slowing the number of mutations. If you live in Allegheny County, you can go to vax, V-A-X, the number 4, dot AlleghenyCounty.us. That's vax, V-A-X, the number 4, dot AlleghenyCounty.us. to get vaccinated if you haven't had your first shots yet, or if it's time to schedule a booster. And for most people, I would think by now, if you got vaccinated more than 6 months ago, it is time to schedule your booster. You can do that too at vax4.alleghenycounty.us. If you just want to know how these vaccines work, I had a disagreement with a listener recently who was questioning whether or not they should get vaccinated. Former listener, I don't know, maybe. Anyways, if you want to know how they work, you can go to the Allegheny County Health Department's website at achd.net and click on the COVID-19 link for the COVID-19 dashboard. That's achd.net, and they'll tell you all about how the vaccines work. And you can also find out how many people in our area have been vaccinated and, unfortunately, how many cases of COVID-19 there have been. It has been kind of yucky out there for the last couple of weeks. If you know anybody in healthcare, they have probably told you the stories. Anyways, that's about it for our vaccine news. Vaccine news brought to you by my mouth, my big, big, fat Hungarian mouth. Here's a forecast for the entire Radio 9 listening area. Partly sunny for the remainder of the afternoon with a high of 26. Clear overnight, 16. Snow likely on Sunday, high near 34. There is a winter storm watch beginning at 1 p.m. on Sunday, continuing through 1 p.m. Monday. Predicting 6 to 11 inches of snow possible. Sunday night, snow could be heavy at times, low 24. Martin Luther King Jr. Day, that's Monday. Snow showers, high near 32. Partly sunny Tuesday, 31. Wednesday, chance of snow, maybe rain mixed with snow. That'll be fun with a high of 42 degrees. Right now, just ahead of much more music, 24 in Beaver County, 20 in Butler, 24 in Washington. Outside our weather window in downtown McKeesport, 20 degrees. Also, 20 street level at the corner of Forbes and Morwood in Oakland. With new music from Neon Trees.
Here we go again. I kinda wanna be more than friends. So take it easy on me. I'm afraid you're never satisfied. Here we go again. We're sick like animals, we play pretend. You're just a cannibal and I'm afraid I won't get out alive. No, I won't sleep tonight. See the chemicals kicking in. It's getting heavy and I wanna run and hide. I wanna run and hide. I do it every time. You're killing me there. And I won't be denied by you. The animal inside of you. Hush, hush, we both can fight. It's us that made this mess. Why can't you understand? Oh, I won't sleep tonight. Oh, I won't sleep tonight. Here we go again. Here we go again.
On Trees. New music here on Radio 9.
I know a place.
I know a place.
Where life is good.
Where life is good.
A brand new place.
A brand new place.
In your neighborhood.
Your neighborhood.
Come to my place where dreams come true.
They come true.
My saving place can save a lot of dollars for you.
My saving place.
Yes, it is.
You meet that new thanks to
every day.
Kmart.
you at a low, low price. Come to my place where you get more.
You get more.
My saving place has got a lot of value in store.
Your saving place.
They recently sent me a new credit card. Sears and Kmart did. They said, "Oh, I've been a loyal Sears card customer since I was in college," and they sent me this new. Oh, you're celebrating your new. Where am I going to use that? What am I going to do with that other than scrape ice off the car window tomorrow? We have a final score in that Duquesne Dukes basketball game. The Duquesne Dukes men dropped today's game to the Dayton Flyers by a score of 72-59. That drops the Dukes to 6-9 on the season. We'll check sports for you just about 20 minutes. You are tuned to Radio 9, broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and on Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. Celebrating the life and work of Ronnie Spector. Here are the Ronettes.
Tonight we met, I knew I needed you so. And if I had the chance, I'd never let you go. So won't you say you love me? I'll make you so proud of you. We'll make them turn their head every place we go. So won't you please
be my
little baby.
My one and only.
Say you'll be my darling.
Be my
baby now.
My one and only.
I'll make you happy, baby. Just wait and see. For every kiss you give me, I'll give you three. Oh, since the day I saw you, I have been waiting for you. You know I will adore you till eternity. So won't you
from John on Twitter at Jay Thurber Show. He wanted to hear Love Is Here by Petula Clark. I don't have it, but I didn't want to let the show go by without getting some Petula Clark on for you. I believe this one is from 1966. Petula Clark going out for John on Twitter. You say him, we play him.
Really?
Is it a good day for Petula Clark? It's always a good day for Petula Clark. Going out by request for John. On Radio 9 with Jay Thurber. A few more minutes to get your requests in on Facebook and Twitter at Jay Thurber Show or 412-385-7450. We'll have Doug Goffis and Goffis Golden Oldies and Encore Broadcast coming up at 3 o'clock on most of these same frequented frequencies. This is Randy Newman.
Baby, take off your coat. Feel slow. Baby, take off your shoes. Yeah, I take the shoes. Baby, take off your dress. Yes. Can't leave your hat on. Wall over there, turn on the light. Know all the light. Come back here, stand on this chair. That's right.
Time.
Simon and Garfunkel, and there'll be more than a patch of snow on the ground tomorrow. This is Mama Cass Elliott. Dream, a little dream of me.
Here is Mama Cass.
Stars shining bright above you. Night breezes seem to whisper, I love you. Birds singing in the sycamore tree, dream a little dream of me. Say nighty-night and kiss me. Just hold me tight and tell me you'll miss me while I'm alone and blue as can be.
WRCT.
Music Radio.
Real, I know it's gonna last a lifetime.
Of their hit on Radio 9 with Jay Thurber. We'll have a little instructional, something informational coming up right after this important announcement.
Save a life and reverse an opioid overdose by contacting the Monyak Community Services. They offer the ATIS program that has been specializing in substance use treatment for over 35 years. They offer several different levels of care. Each are tailored to individual needs and personal circumstances. Visit www.mics.org/billboard.
I'm John Shane.
And Scott Ainsley.
And when you get the blues,
be sure to listen to Whiskey Before Breakfast
with Mando Richard.
Won't you enjoy some Whiskey Before Breakfast with me, Mando Richard? Sunday, just after 8 a.m. Tuesday, just after 1 p.m. And Wednesday, right after 5 p.m. Right here on the new sound of the Mon Valley Tube City Online Radio.
Picked a letter at random from the week's mail. And fortunately, it poses a question. It says, Bob and Ray, you have been telling us how different things work the past few weeks, barbershop and a typewriter, telephone. But why don't you start at the beginning and tell us how radio works? I think that's a good question.
Well, all right, then. Is that a gentleman or a lady?
It's a lady, I assume, by the handwriting.
All right, ma'am. We'll be very pleased to explain radio to you. Now, how it works simply is this. We talk, as we're talking to you now, into what is called a microphone. Here, I'll touch it. Hear that? That's the microphone. Now...
It's sensitive, too.
Leading from the microphone is a cord, much like the cord you'd find on your toaster. And you plug it into the wall, and then it goes to your house.
In between is the man known as the control room engineer who sees that it goes to your house.
Well, I think I might point out here that this isn't that simple, really.
Well, let's not get too technical because, I mean, for all intents and purposes, you have answered the question.
Well, somewhere there is, say, a tower. Now, as we're talking to you, our voice goes up the tower and it goes off into the air like. And
you
then
know
goes
how,
to your
you
house.
You know how it goes from there. You turn the radio on, you have it on now, huh?
In your house. Or in your automobile radio. Or any place you may have a radio, it's going to.
And you hear it before we do. That's
did you know
thing
that?
That's always amazed me. You hear us before we hear us.
That's the way it is with radio.
I may be wrong on that.
There's something electrical about it.
There is something electrical. Thank you, Bob and Ray, for what was really an illuminating conversation.
Yeah, things we do. Baby and me, we listen to.
Radio 9
is out of sight.
I hope you all feel more informed now. We'll have sports and weather next. Here's Doris Troy on Radio 9.
Just one look, and I felt so hard.
Boris Troy, and Just One Look is all it took on Radio 9. Thank you so much for spending a little bit of your Saturday afternoon with me. We'll have one more song from Ronnie Spector to close out today's show. And what else to tell you about? You can find a replay on Sundays from noon until 3, and again on Wednesdays from noon until 3. That is only on the internet, however, at Tube City Online Radio. And as far as coming up here over the Giggle Puss Broadcasting System, 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio, we'll have an encore broadcast of Doug Goffus and Goffus Golden Oldies. As most of you know by now, Doug passed away in December, so we only have a few more archive shows left. Doug was very adamant that he did not want his shows rerun after he passed away, so he deleted his old shows. So what we have is what we have, and so something else will be happening on Saturday afternoons. Maybe we'll move Kirsten and Amber up to 3 o'clock. I don't know. Who knows? Who knows? Who knows what evil lurks in the hearts of men? The shadow knows.
Your front row center at the ball game, and you don't have to fight the crowd. Turn your radio on as loud as you care to, then prepare to enjoy it.
In college basketball action, the Duquesne Dukes lost to the Dayton Flyers today. That's the Duquesne Dukes men's team, lost by a score of 72-52. Elsewhere in college basketball action, yesterday's game between Carnegie Mellon men and Brandeis University was postponed, I'm assuming due to COVID-19, but I have not been able to confirm that this afternoon. The Carnegie Mellon men are back in action tomorrow at noon when they take on NYU. The Carnegie Mellon women defeated Brandeis yesterday by a score of 77-63. They are taking on number 5 ranked NYU at 2 o'clock. That game at St. Francis College in Brooklyn, New York. Wild card weekend in the NFL, and all eyes on Big Ben and the Steelers as they travel to Arrowhead Stadium tomorrow to take on the Kansas City Chiefs. That game kicks off at 8:15. Today at 4:30, Las Vegas taking on the Cincinnati Bengals at Paul Brown Stadium in Ohio. That game at 4:30. The Bengals are favored by a touchdown. Pittsburgh Penguins taking on the San Jose Sharks tonight. Puck drops at 10:30. And the Penguins right now are 21-10-5 on their season. Tonight's predicted low temperature, 16 degrees. And when the temperature drops below freezing, only Boron with IceGuard protects your car from fuel line freeze-up. You go, or Boron pays the tow. Partly sunny this afternoon with a high of 26, clear overnight low of 16. And then on Sunday, it is, how else do we say it? It's Snowmageddon! Snow likely Sunday afternoon with a high of 34. Could pick up 6 to 11 inches of snow. There is a winter storm warning out for the entire Radio 9 listening area. Sunday night snow could be heavy at times. Low 24. Snow showers on Monday, Martin Luther King Jr. Day. High near 32. Tuesday, partly sunny 31. Wednesday, chance of snow showers and a high near 42. Right now, just ahead of much more music, 24 in Beaver County, 20 in Butler. It's 20 here in downtown McKeesport and street level at the corner of Forbes and Morwood in Oakland. It's 20 degrees at WRCT with Ronnie Spector.
Don't let the sun catch you crying. The night's the time for all your tears. Your heart may be broken tonight, but tomorrow in the morning light, don't let the sun catch you crying. The nighttime shadows disappear. Let them go, all your tears, for the morning will bring joy for every girl and boy.
From her 2016 release, English Heart, that's the late, great Ronnie Spector. I guess if there's one consolation, she at least outlived Phil, that's for sure. That bum. Speaking of bums, I'm Jay Thurber. It's nice to be important, but it's a whole lot more important to be nice. You can lead a horse to water, but nothing smells worse than a wet horse. A bird in the hand makes one hell of a mess no matter where you go. There you are. Don't sweat the petty things. And don't pet the sweaty things. Join me on Facebook and Twitter throughout the week at Jay Thurber Show. We'll see you again on Saturday afternoon from noon until 3 with all those dusty discs, the priceless platters, and the songs that you threw up with.
It may be hard to discover that you've been left.
The first known instance of a man who was killed because he had lousy ratings.
Doug Goff is coming up next here on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. It's 3 o'clock.
Bring me laughter all the while in this world where we live.
Turn for life to you. If the world to me bowed, yet humbly I'd plead to you. If my friends were a crowd, I'd turn in my knee to you. If I rule the earth, what would life be worth? And the right to you. If the world to me bowed, yet humbly I'd friends were a crowd, I'd turn in my knee to you. If I ruled the earth, what would life be worth? If I had the right to.
A tune made popular by Count Basie, April in Paris.
Thank you. I'm crossing you in style.